Good morning to you all. We're so glad that you're in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship this morning, I want to draw your attention to Proverbs chapter 30, the very last verse, verse 33. We've been going through this particular proverb now for the last several months as we've worked our way through it. These have been known as Agur's axioms. And he is the one that, through the pen of inspiration, shared these with us. And we come to the very last one, and it is a very important one, I think, because it gives cause and effect, choice, consequence, and helps us to understand a little bit how we should act in our lives among each other. Verse 33 says, "Surely the churning of milk bringeth forth butter, and the wringing of the nose bringeth forth blood, so the forcing of wrath bringeth forth strife." Now, here we have two cause and effect examples given to us, and then a statement that's made following that. First of all, the churning of milk bringeth forth butter. Now, for our generation, we don't know a lot about churning butter. Some of you may have grown up doing that. Anybody here that churn butter? All right, we got a few people that will own up to it, yeah. But we just go to Winn-Dixie and buy our butter these days, all right? But, you know, butter has to be churned. It has to be changed from the milk, the dairy product, into the butter format, and it takes work. And so as you began the old churn, churning the cream, working it up and down and turning and spinning, after a while, it started to harden up, and it became the butter. Now, if you churn a dairy product, it will make butter, cause and effect. Here's another one. The wringing of the nose bringeth forth blood. Now, this is not a very nice thing to do, but in times past, whenever they used to get a hold of, I know that you've seen examples of this. I think Charles Dickens refers to this in a few of his accounts, especially in Oliver Twist, of how that the master, what was his name? Yeah, Fagin. He would punish the boys if they didn't bring back something from stealing. They were supposed to go out and steal. He would grab them by the nose. He'd take his fingers. He'd grab them by the nose and twist it till he wrung blood out of it. As a reminder, don't come back without the goods. All right. Well, if you twist somebody's nose, all right, you grab a hold of it and twist it, it will what? It will bleed. All right. Cause and effect. Action, equal and opposite reaction. God's built that into His universe. All right, now what's the lesson? Here we come to it. And I want to give you kind of an alternate translation here. We read, "So the forcing of wrath bringeth forth strife." Here's a little more clear understanding of that. Force exercised in wrath bringeth forth strife. Force exercised in wrath. In other words, force that's not reasoned. Force that doesn't have a purpose behind it. It's just wrath. What does that do? It brings strife. Because you're going to go too far. You're going to let your anger and your wrath carry you down the road, and you're going to produce a consequence that you did not intend because you exercised that force in wrath. You know, our government, our armed forces are supposed to reason if we have an action that takes place. Whenever the World Trade Centers came down, and our President Bush got up there and he said, "The people who did this will hear from us soon." He didn't immediately order the armed forces to start bombing. Well, who are we going to bomb? Well, we had to find out who was behind it. We had our usual suspects, and they began to realize who we needed to go after. And so, through reason and exercise of wisdom, they put together a package to go after the enemies. We have contingency plans. The United States military always plan. Why? Because, you see, force should always be exercised with reason, not wrath. If you discipline your children in wrath, you're a fool, the Bible says. If you fire somebody at work because you're mad, you're a fool. Because you are doing what? You're exercising force in wrath. This is biblical, folks. All right? We live in a generation today where just anything goes. If something happens, I'm going to go take care of it. And we're all over it, and we haven't thought it through. We haven't exercised wisdom. We haven't sought God's face to find out how we should do. And as a result, we have all kinds of inadvertent consequences. It's like I was talking to our photographer out here the other day. He was saying, you handled a situation the other night, kind of interesting. And he began to tell me about it. I said, well, I'll share with you why I did that. And I said, you know what? You can kill a rat a number of ways, right? You can go put ant poison out. You can take a BB gun. I understand we've got an expert BB gun shot here this morning. She took out a pesky squirrel this week with a BB gun, one shot, just like that. I'm not going by their neighborhood, I can tell you that right now. She might think I'm a squirrel or something. Or I could go get a howitzer. And I could pull it in my backyard, and I could aim it in the corner of my shed where I've got a rat, and I can have at it, and I'll get the rat. But I'll spend the next few months trying to rebuild my shed. I got it. It's dead. But what did I do? I destroyed everything that was good. All right, now folks, now listen to me now. There is no honor in just wrath. There's no honor in wrath. God says here in His precious word, force exercised in wrath bringeth strife. In other words, it doesn't bring good. So what do? We exercise. It's not saying it's wrong to get angry. What it's saying is that be careful that you exercise with wisdom so there's not collateral damage that's caused because of your actions of force in wrath. Isn't the Bible practical? Isn't that wonderful? And yet we have folks that we know and people that live their lives and they never learn simple lessons from God's Word because they're not listening. This is just the way I am. Well, change the way you am by God's grace. Amen? Well, you don't know. I've always been this way. Well, why? Why? You know what it is? I've come to realize that's my way of doing things. Wait a minute. God has His way of doing things. If we're going to be Bible believers, we got to follow the Bible. And I don't care how many years you've lived. You're not excused from following the Bible. Do I hear an amen? Nobody's excused. You don't reach the point of perfection. I don't have to follow this word anymore because I've reached the highest plane. Well, don't get hit by asteroids up there. You're liable to run into the moon on your higher level of plane. Let me tell you something, folks. The Bible is God's holy word. Love it and obey it.